GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Today, we're diving into the ongoing saga of prediction markets being dragged through legal mud, a Green Beret who doubled as a crypto trader, and the latest North Korean cyber shenanigans targeting your unsuspecting CEO. First up in our lineup is Wisconsin's new offensive against prediction markets. It seems like every few months, another state decides to wake up and take a swing at the crypto world. This time, Wisconsin's Attorney General Josh Call has unleashed lawsuits against some of the biggest names in the prediction market space: Coinbase, Robinhood, Polymarket, Kalshi, and Crypto.com. These platforms are being accused of running unlicensed gambling operations. The charge? That paying to predict real-world outcomes is essentially gambling in a sleek digital facade. Yeah, thanks for the legal insight, but it's a bit like calling a sports bet a parlor trick. These lawsuits aren't just a local concern. With two federal lawsuits and five states already embroiled in similar battles, it's clear that there's a national obsession with dismantling these crypto prediction markets. Prediction markets have always occupied this gray area. They're fascinating tech that could revolutionize decision-making, but also a regulatory headache when trying to convince people it's not just gambling with extra steps. For developers and founders, this means navigating an increasingly complex legal landscape, which is about as fun as coding in COBOL. If you're in this space, maybe consider hiring a good lawyer before your next push to production. Next, we have a story that feels ripped from a Tom Clancy novel. Gannon Ken Van Dyke, a U.S. Army Special Forces Master Sergeant, seems to have forgotten the special in special operations and opted for special speculations instead. Van Dyke was involved in the planning of Operation Absolute Resolve, the covert raid that bagged Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Before anyone knew about this mission, Van Dyke placed a $33,000 bet on Polymarket that the operation would go down. 7 days later, the mission succeeded, and he walked away with $410,000. Now he's facing charges of insider trading. It turns out, using confidential military plans as your personal trading strategy is frowned upon. This is bad news for prediction markets. It raises serious ethical and legal questions about how information is used. For builders, this incident is a stark reminder of the risks involved when your platform becomes a tool for someone else's nefarious gain. Remember, transparency isn't just about code being open source. It's about ensuring users can't exploit the system for their own gain at the expense of everyone else. Finally, the Lazarus Group is back at it, proving that they can multitask geopolitical tension and digital theft like they're running a side hustle. Their latest creation is Mako Man, a malware kit targeting macOS users. Here's how it works. You get a fake Zoom invite, run a terminal command to fix a connection issue, and suddenly, your digital life belongs to North Korea. And just like that, your crypto wallet and credentials vanish into the ether. It's not a software exploit, but rather a masterclass in social engineering. For all the builders out there, this is a wake-up call. Security isn't just about firewalls and encryption. It's about preparing for the weakest link in the chain, usually human error. Make sure your team is educated on these types of threats and that your software has robust security against phishing attempts. Otherwise, you might find yourself explaining to a panicked CEO why they just got phished by a fake Zoom meeting. In summary, today's news is a reminder that the tech we build exists in a world that constantly tests its boundaries, legally, ethically, and securely. As crypto continues to mature, those of us building the future need to keep our eyes on these moving parts, adapting and evolving to stay ahead of the chaos. That's all for today. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.